This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Starting today, the more than 47 million people in this country who rely on food stamps are going to have to get by with a little bit less. For a family of four, it's about $36 less every single month. A temporary increase in benefits that was left over from the economic stimulus back in 2009 expires today. And Marketplace's Amy Scott reports that businesses that cater to those families are going to feel that pinch too.
Outside the Right Way Food Express in Baltimore, a big sign reads, "We accept food stamps." Manager Eric Perez estimates about 40% of the store's revenue comes from the program. He says if a family of four has $36 less to spend every month, that can add up quickly.
It's 36 by like 100 customers that came. It's going to be like $3,600.
So you just drew in pencil on your door about $3,600.
Yeah.
Small grocers aren't the only ones doing the math. Larger chains like Walmart are bracing for the change. Stacy Dean is with the nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says low-income families will face even tougher choices about their spending.
Do I pay the light bill or, you know, do I buy milk for my kids? And I think that means that it won't just play out as being an impact on retailers, but any number of the other kinds of businesses that low-income families frequent.
At Patapsco Mart, another corner grocery in Baltimore, cashier Lakeisha Alston expects a big hit.
Everybody that comes in here use food stamps. All of them. Every last one of them.
Outside, 25-year-old customer Buck Williams says he and his girlfriend rely on food stamps to feed their two kids.
They taking away my kids' snacks.
Is it a big impact for your family?
I don't think so. I don't know. I need to see how it goes.
Congress is weighing even bigger cuts to the food stamp program. A version of the Farm Bill passed by the House would cut benefits by nearly $40 billion over 10 years. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.